about it. Everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid, get retarded, get retarded.
LA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. This show is sponsored by Michael Foster, our favorite Australian, who is a Patreon member. Thanks, Michael Foster. Today I'm going to go through some requests, get a few requests done. I'm going to turn down the music, because I always forget to do that. I'm going to start the show, though, with a clip. I think it's a 10-minute clip. This is the one that Hazel was looking for. Hazel, like a couple shows ago, said she was looking for this clip where somebody tricked a BlackBerry user into praying for their phone and trying to put it in the microwave or something. I don't remember exactly what happens in this clip. But someone, a listener named Micah, found the call that Hazel was looking for. It was from the January 25th, 2011 after show of the phone show. That's the show that we used to do immediately after the phone show, where we just all get on a conference together and do wacky calls. If you go to that episode, though, the after show, it's 33 minutes and 48 seconds into the show. So let me pull that up and we'll play it right now, because that's what everyone tunes into this show for, right? To listen to old shit. All right, here it is.
Dad Matrix in full.
Hello?
Hey, Justin.
Hey.
Hey, how's the new cell phone?
A little glitchy. I actually have a problem with, getting Angry Birds to work.
Oh, that sucks. You need to, turn that in. Take it back.
Or jailbreak.
Yeah. Do you want us to help you jailbreak?
What?
Would you Have you tried restoring the phone?
Yes, I've restarted the phone. No.
The reason I'm calling is the second level tech referred me to you, but have you tried restoring it?
So, by the way, if you're confused about this, this is a guy who posted on Twitter or maybe on Facebook. He said, oh, my BlackBerry's... I got a new BlackBerry. And so we call him up, and it ends up being Gordo. Pretending to be a BlackBerry tech or an AT&T tech or whatever, and helps him out with his phone problems. So let's continue.
Restoring it.
Yeah, sometimes the battery will get so drained it needs to be recharged. One thing you can do, you have to take the case off for this, though. Do you have a microwave near you? It's a way to kind of jumpstart the battery, get the battery chemistry back in sync. Okay, so the first thing we're going to try is a second level reset. Can you grab the phone? Just leave us on the speaker, that's fine. And just shake it vigorously. It has to be kind of hard because we're trying to reset the memory cells.
That's what she said.
I mean, not so hard that you let go of it, of course.
Okay.
Just kind of like an up and down arc.
Okay.
In rapid succession. Can you tell me when you've done that?
Okay, you want me to shake it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, sir?
Eric, yes.
To let you know, the droid worked.
So it did work?
Yes, the droid worked. My friend was able to actually load his phone up to it.
Okay, because what I had in my notes is that it wasn't functioning at all, but that's good to hear. It looks like we won't have to replace the entire phone, maybe possibly just the battery. But is there any way you could do you have your friend's phone handy? Does he have the same one? Okay, could you take his battery out for me?
You know what? Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to fast forward because I don't want to play this entire clip.
Sometimes extreme temperature can lock it back in place. Are you at home right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you near the kitchen?
Yes, I'm near the kitchen.
Okay. It's fine if there's a brief silence. Can you place it into the freezer? Not for very long. We don't want to like freeze it solid, not for like a whole half hour or anything, but maybe just 2 minutes in there, and I'll just hold the line while you do that.
Okay.
And I will hold the line waiting for you. It's fine. I'm off the floor, so.
Okay, I'll do it for 2 minutes. Okay, I'm done now.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Now we want to shake it once more, and can you tell me if the battery meter, it should slowly start to rise? Are you seeing any difference? Is it?
No, I'm not seeing any difference.
Okay. There's a couple other things we can try. Do you have the phone with you? Are you on the phone right now?
Yeah, I'm currently on the phone that's being worked on.
Okay. All right. And I'm on speakerphone?
Yes.
Can you each take hold of one part of the phone? Can you hold the area near the speaker? I need her to hold the area near the receiver at the bottom. You just want to grasp it between your index finger and thumb.
Right there.
So if you understand, you'll need to hold one side, and she'll need to hold the other.
Okay.
Okay. Now what I need you to do is, we're going to try the voice activation hack. Can you repeat after me, please?
Yes.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Please fix this phone.
Please fix this phone.
Dear Lord in heaven, please reach thy divine hand from the sky.
Louder, so motherfucker, louder.
And touch. Touch.
Stupid fuck. Touch, Jesus Christ, you are a goddamn
are a disgusting person. You're a disgrace to the human race. That's all I have to say to you.
We need to get that battery out of hell.
I imagine you have a lot of kids too, you fucking scumbag.
Hey, are you still there? I'm sorry. There must have been some interference there. We're going to try the swirl intervention hack. Do you have a toilet near you?
I hope you had a very good time being high tonight because I'm talking to Verizon.
Oh, you, really? You better. Oh.
You are talking...
Wow, that was legend laughing. That was like such. There were so many old school people on there. I heard Rappy giggling in the background. I heard Evie giggling in the background. Tombstone was there. Gunner was there. Gordo. Jin was messaging us from the chat room. And remember the good old days when it was socially acceptable for people to use BlackBerry phones? Those were the days. Anyway, that was 12 minutes long. That was a 12-minute long clip. Probably before this gets to the podcast, I'm gonna chop that up. So you're gonna notice some choppiness in there. But anyway, thanks, Micah, for finding that call for Hazel. I have another request to find a call. Let's find that email. Oh, it's not a PLA call. This is something completely different. But this guy, MJ. Hopefully not the MJ. He says, "Hey Brad, I've been a fan of yours since the 90s, but I've never emailed or anything until now. Your stuff is classic. In the 90s, I was also a fan of a guy named Nate Conroy, a.k.a. Nate the Phone Controller. He had some funny calls, one about crazy descriptions where he would call a 7-Eleven or something and say he was looking for his brother. He's between 20 and 50 years old." Okay, that narrows it down. "He has a bird chest and really beady eyes." Oh, this is the description in the prank call. Silly me. But MJ wants to know if I have any idea what happened to him. He said in another email this was a guy from the 90s. And I'm surprised I've never heard of this guy because I was really into collecting Prank Call albums in the 90s. So if anyone has ever heard of this guy, Nate Conroy, or Nate the Phone Controller, write into the show. Go to phonelosers.org/contact, or leave a voicemail or whatever, and tell MJ where he can find this guy. Oh, and he has a second request. He says, I had one prank where someone asked what Carlito looked like, and someone in the chat room told me to say Carlito is white with Jerry curls, and he carries a gold cane. Ha ha, what clip was that? I have no idea. It sounds a little familiar, but yeah, hell if I know. So somebody help him out. Go to phonelosers.org, put a comment in the show notes or something. Let's all help each other find old phone call sound clips. That'll be the best. All right, today I'm going to call some apartments. I've got a lot of requests, and a lot of them, a good amount of them are apartment requests. Like this one, it's from David. It says, hey Roy, this is my friend's apartment complex that you should prank. It's more of a condo place, but same thing. It's in Palm Desert, California. Each building has a letter like F, and the unit numbers are three numbers, like F604 is his example. This place sucks, and you should prank them.
Thank you for calling the Enclave. This is Linda. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Linda. This is Gary. I live in one of the condos over on Gateway Drive.
Okay.
And
what apartment?
It's in F604.
Okay.
And my water reservoir, it like sprung a leak last night, and it's completely broke open this morning.
What do you mean the reservoir? I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like in the bedroom. I had like a giant tank of water. It filled the entire bedroom. And it completely... I'm sorry, what?
Okay, what apartment are you in? F604?
Uh-huh, yep. But it completely burst open this morning, and it's like 10,000 gallons of water has flooded my condo, and it's leaked.
Okay, let me come over and see it. What apartment? What's your phone number?
It's leaked into the units on either side. The guy next door is saying that his electricity isn't working anymore because of the water.
Okay, and do you have any pets?
Well, I did, but actually my cat drowned this morning.
Who is this?
Gary.
What's your last name, Gary?
Thompson.
Okay, Gary, who is this really? Because you don't really live in F604.
No, I do. I'm subletting.
No, really, who is this?
What's the problem? Why are you not believing me?
Because that's our model, and nobody lives in the model.
Well, I've been squatting there for over 3 months now.
Really? Who is this?
I'm serious. Why don't you believe this?
Because it's our model.
It's livable, though. It works for me.
That's awesome. Where should we be sending you the bill?
No, I'm not paying because I'm squatting.
Okay.
So nobody's going to take care of this reservoir problem?
Not in F604.
Maybe it's F605.
Not. What's your last name, Gary?
It's still Thompson. It hasn't changed in the past 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, he did say that. Okay, well, I know Gary Thompson doesn't live in F605.
I'm subletting from the original tenants.
What's the original tenant's name?
Oh, hell if I know. I don't know.
So, who put you up to this?
Nobody. I'm a tenant here.
No, you're not a tenant here.
How do you know? Have you been in F604 lately? I've been living here.
I go in there every single day.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
I do.
You're so full of shit.
How do you know that?
Because I'm in here and nobody's in here. It's just me.
We go in there every single day. We were just there a little bit ago.
Yeah, right.
So, is it a one bedroom or two bedroom? Three bedroom. Which one is it?
I don't have to tell you anything about my house.
Okay.
You nosy bitch.
You're so funny. And you say that like it's a bad thing.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, bye.
Bye. You have...
Wow. Okay. At least she was amused. Thanks, David, for sending me a an apartment complex model apartment number. I know you didn't tell me to use that one, but still, I blame you. But it's okay, because I have others. There's others here. I have the Del Prado Apartments that Momo sent in. Momo. He says, "Hey, Brad, I just want to say I'm a new PLA fan. I've burned through a couple dozen podcasts in the last week or so." He sent this about a month ago, by the way, so he probably is no longer a listener. He'll probably never hear this. You know, people get bored with PLA really quick. But this is the apartment complex he lives in. They just got a new property manager after having two shit ones named Mike and Paul something. Right now he's cleaning up the mess left by the other two, so there's something. I went creeping through the hallways a couple days ago and got you two names and apartment numbers for you to give him, as well as some last names and apartment numbers. He gives me the apartment formatting there. And he sent me pictures of people's packages, I guess in the mailroom or something. And they're labeled guy's package. I love it when people send me pictures of guy's packages. But I guess that's how I will know some apartment names. Third floor is government subsidized, so it always smells like McDonald's and pizza. That makes sense. It's a historic building before World War II, so there are decorative swastikas and creepy Indian head carvings in the lobby. That's what you should have sent pictures of. Oh, wait, he did. Whoa, this is an old building. It's all marbly. Yeah, he sent me a picture where the swastikas are painted over, so you can't really see them. And here's a picture of the Indian heads. I'll put a link to these pictures, I guess, in the show notes. Those are some spooky-ass Indian heads carved into the ceiling. I'm pretty sure your apartment building's haunted. Momo says he listened recently to the Hole in the Floor podcast, so he feels like it's necessary to say, please don't mention apartment number, and I won't say it. But yeah, you remember that. I actually got the police called on some guy that submitted a number once. He also wants me to send him a sticker. I will send you a sticker, Momo.
Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Hi, I'm a tenant here at Del Prado in 413.
Mm-hmm. How can I help you?
And part of our wall's kind of caving in, like the ceiling's caving in, I mean.
In 413?
Yeah, it's between 413 and next door, because I've been dating the girl next door, and we... You know, we removed the wall in between our two apartments, but apparently that was a load-bearing wall. We didn't know. And so since we removed...
Okay. Let me see. I think maintenance is gone, but let me see. Let me get your phone number.
Sure. It's 708-459-2835.
2835. And your
name? My name is Michael Borosh.
Mike. Okay, let me get back in touch with you in a few minutes, okay?
Okay. Do you know what I should do about the cave-in and ceiling, though? Should I...
I will call you right back, okay?
Stack up a table underneath it or something?
Let me call you right back. Let me talk to my manager, and I'll call you right back, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, that sucks, because now she's going to call back. Okay, I got to remember to call her back. Say, hey, what the fuck? Why didn't you call me right back? I'll wait 15 minutes and call her back. Until then, though... Jameson wants me to call her landlord or his landlord. I don't know if Jameson is a girl name or a boy name. Sorry if I'm wrong about that. There's a bunch of information here about the apartment building. Says they're constantly working on the water and shutting off the water for the entire business day, several days during the year, so that maintenance can work on the plumbing. There's a large fountain in the courtyard. He or she wants me to say you've been filling up the sink in the laundry room, in the basement at night, prior to the water being shut off, and bathing in the filled-up sink. And also, I should notify them about the bidet I installed within the apartment. And I'm very upset that the bidet cannot be used during the times that the water is shut off. They're constantly sending out flyers about all sorts of things. And Jameson would be super happy if they sent out a flyer about bathing in the fountain or the laundry sink or installing bidets. I wouldn't get your hopes up, but I'm going to try.
First Sounding Court, this is Megan.
Hello, I'm one of your tenants on 5 Street.
Yeah.
And I was just having a problem with the bidet in the bathroom. I can't get it to shut off. It's like just high pressure water. It's like hitting the ceiling really hard.
Really?
Like the handle's stuck or something and it's squirting straight up at the ceiling.
Oh my goodness. Okay, what is your address?
I'm in number 203.
203?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I mean, it's like hitting the ceiling so hard, it's basically raining in there right now. So I think a lot of the water is going downstairs and stuff.
And you're at apartment, 203?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And your name?
Roy.
Roy? I'm not familiar with your name or you living in that apartment.
Oh, yeah, I'm just staying with the people who live there. And I installed this bidet, a few months ago, and it's been fine, but now the handle's stuck.
Okay, you installed the bidet.
Yes.
Okay. What's your phone number, Roy?
It'd be, 614-3825.
Okay. Who are the persons that you're staying with?
Roger and Steve. I don't know if they're the official people on the lease, though.
I'm not sure.
Was the water off today or something? Because I was in the laundry room. I was taking a bath in the sink because my water wasn't working. And then when I got back, the bidet was just stuck on. I don't think anyone had even used it, though.
I am... Okay, Roy.
Yeah?
You say your apartment 203. You're staying with a Roger and a Steve. Neither of those names sound familiar to the person that's living at 203.
Well, they just hired me to do a lot of renovations in the unit.
So, are you sure you're staying at Townley Court Apartments?
Yeah, at 580 East Town Street. Yeah, they're just, it's like part of the payment. They're just letting me stay there on the couch.
Okay, this is very bizarre. I'm just going to tell you, because 203, this is not all at all matching up.
Well, there's other people that live here, too. I just don't know everyone's names. I just kind of work here.
Okay.
But we've been, like, I took out a wall recently. Like,
no, you didn't. This is a joke. This has got to be a joke.
Oh,
I'm really sorry.
No, it's definitely not a joke. We just need to get the bidet to shut off. I don't know where the water shut off is.
Who was that in the background that just spoke?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
You're hearing things?
No.
Because I'm the only one here right now.
Okay. Well, do me this favor, Roy. Meet me at the front of Townley Court.
Oh, you want to fight? You want to fight?
No, I don't want to fight.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
It's not a... No, these are not fighting words. This is just a request.
Okay.
Because
when someone tells me to meet them and...
203, I'm going to call those residents now, also to verify.
Well,
but
they're not even home.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to call 203, which is the residents that are on the lease, and
well, who's on the lease? I don't know if they even live here anymore.
Really?
What's
well,
their name?
Like I say, this is all not making any sense, but I'm more than happy if you have a flood in your apartment that we need to get obviously looked at, but I'm going to call the residents for 203 and let them know that you've got a gentleman by the name of Roy who's knocking out walls and installing bidets. But also I'll call my maintenance and make sure that we don't have a flood going on in the building.
Okay, that'd be great.
So if you want to meet me,
meet you, motherfucker.
Are you serious?
Oh, no, I just like you, you just set me off again saying it like that. I feel like you're threatening me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was an accident.
Roy, I have your phone number. I'm going to call the resident for 203.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. There you go, Jameson. I just amused the hell out of the girl working at your office. She threatened to fight me. And I don't think she even caught the part about me bathing in the sink. And I'm kind of doubting they're going to send a flyer out about anything I just said. I'm kind of thinking she might have known the whole thing was a joke. But who knows? Man, are you guys noticing the staticky sound whenever I change volume levels? Like, she was really quiet, so I kept having to adjust the volume level back and forth, and you can hear it. Now it's not doing it. But like, when I, even when I change my music volume. Oh, now it's not doing it. God damn it. I swear it was doing it. It's been doing it for weeks. I'm gonna have to get a new mixer. I just got this mixer like less than a year ago, and it's doing the thing with the knobs where it's all staticky every time I move the knobs. So thanks a lot, Carlito and Sloth, for recommending this mixer to me. Real good choice you got for me there. I need to get slider switches instead of knobs, like the professionals use. Okay, I still think it's too early to call that person back. I mean, it's probably not, but I want to be sure. You know, the first apartment, the one where my wall's collapsing. Let's see what else I have. I do have this one. This is a business for an electronics store. And I'm looking at it on Street View, and there is actually a karate store next door. So I bet you guys can guess what I'd really like to do on this one. Take a guess. Karate store next door to a business. So I've got the karate store's number, and that's going to be my caller ID. And he's probably not going to answer because, I don't know, maybe he'll answer. Let's see.
This is S Electronics, Lord Valve speaking. S Electronics takes orders from internet customers Monday through Saturday from approximately 8:30 a.m. until...
What'd he say his name was? Lord something?
This is S Electronics, Lord Valve speaking.
Lord Valve? Lord Val? Dana, who submitted this, says his name is Fat Willy. So I'm picturing a fat guy named Willie.
Electronics.
Oh, hello. Is this Willie?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug. I'm next door at the karate store.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering. Look, whenever you walk by, you know, come in your store, you're just always looking at me. Can you just stop looking at me?
Are you kidding?
No. I mean, it's ridiculous. Well, it's just.
Okay.
Like,
wait a second. Now.
I feel threatened.
Are you talking about? Like, when I walk by your store...
Yeah, you're just looking at me.
I look inside your store?
Yeah, you're looking at me. You're, like, looking straight at me and giving me this look, like you want to fight or something. And, I mean, I'm not the type of person to come out and just fight people. I know karate. I know
hey,
I could kick
on,
your ass
on,
and everything.
Dude. Now, look.
But...
I don't know where you got the idea that I'm looking at you. Okay?
But you're looking
but
at me all the time.
When I walk by there, I'm on my way somewhere else. I may look in through the door or something and just to see what's going on in there, but I'm not looking at anybody in particular.
Oh bullshit, you're
and
looking
if you
at
you walked
me.
Out the door right now, I wouldn't even recognize you. I don't pay that much attention.
Oh, why are you always glaring at me then? You're just looking at me like you're giving me this F-U look.
Well, I
just cut it out.
I have no idea why you would feel that way, really.
I think when you walk by my place, maybe you should turn your back to the store and walk sideways.
I think you're full of crap. Well, now, who put you up to
no,
this?
No, you're the one that's doing this to me. I'm not full of crap.
I'm not doing anything to you, dude. I don't even know who you are.
Well, then
I have no idea who you are.
Well, do you just look at strangers like that?
I'm not looking at anything in particular.
Are you just like to start crap with everyone around you?
You know what? I haven't said a word to you. I don't know who you are.
I know. You don't say anything to me. Just look at me. Just like, give me that look. You just need to stop looking at me.
You know, if you want to walk out front so I can see who you are...
Oh, you know who I am.
I'll make absolutely sure that I never look at your ass again.
Oh, now you're going to curse at me. You know, I don't have
a problem
with...
At your bottom again.
I don't have a problem with anyone else on the street. You're the only one that's trying to start shit with me. just looking at me every
time. I haven't
tried
to start shit with anybody. Now, you talk to Sensei Yaguchi, and you tell him you have a problem with me.
He told me I should call you.
You know, I'm still telling you, I don't even know who you are. I'm not looking at you.
You look at me every single time you walk by. You just, like, look right in the window and just stare me down. Like you're trying to just threaten me or something. Trying to intimidate me.
You know, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm not. That's not what I'm doing.
You are, too.
I don't even know who you are.
You are, too. And if you keep it up, I'm going to call the police. I don't even care anymore.
You know what? You better go ahead and do that.
Because I shouldn't have to feel threatened at my job.
I don't see why you should feel threatened. I don't know who you are. I would not recognize you if I passed you on the street.
You would, too, because you look at me every day when you walk by. You just look right in the window and give me this.
I don't walk by every day.
Every day that you do walk by, smartass.
Oh, now you're going to cuss at me, huh?
You just need to cut it out. Why don't you just cut it out? Why don't you just mind your own business?
You know what?
There's no reason
our
businesses can't coexist.
I'm not looking at you. I don't care what you do.
You look at me all the time.
I don't know who you are. I don't bear you any ill will. I don't know who you are. I don't even know where this is coming from.
You're being passive-aggressive. That's what you're doing. You think, you know...
You know, you're really starting to sound like somebody put you up to this. That sounds like a joke to me.
Oh, it's a joke to you. It's not a joke to me, because I'm just trying to do my job here, and you're just coming in and trying to make problems for everyone.
I've never set foot in that building, ever.
You're walking up
not
to the
once.
Front, and you're just looking at
not
me.
Not once in 22 years that I've been here next to that building have I ever set foot inside.
Okay, fine. Every time you walk by in front, you're looking at me, and you're trying to just start problems with the people here.
I'm not trying to start problems with anybody.
And you don't want to start problems with people at No Karate, okay?
That's exactly right, and I'm surprised that you couldn't figure that out.
Well, maybe you should figure it out and stop doing it. Stop doing what you're doing.
All right. Let me lay something on you, my friend.
Oh, go ahead.
You're telling me that I'm trying to start shit with you, and you're sounding like you want to come kick my ass.
No, I just want you to stop.
Let me put something on you, okay?
Just stop.
I'm 66. I got a pacemaker and a bad leg. Now, you think I'm trying to start shit with anybody? What, are you nuts?
Well, that's why you're just being all passive-aggressive about it.
I don't even know what passive-aggressive means.
Well, you're obviously not that smart if you're trying to start problems with people at the karate place.
Okay, I must be fucking stupid. That's what it is. So why don't you just leave the fucking retard alone?
Okay.
I'm done with you.
Well, stop doing what you're doing. Oh, my God. Oh, did I just mess with a guy with a pacemaker and a broken leg? Lord Val? I feel like I should call him back and be like, just kidding. It was Dana. Dana put me up to it. Dana, what did this guy do to you that you made me call him? Dana's idea, which I completely ignored. I always ignore ideas. She wanted me to tell him that I needed to get my flamethrower fixed. Let's call back.
Electronics.
Oh, also, I forgot to ask. I need to get my flamethrower fixed. How much does that cost?
You know, if you're who I think you are, you're making a bad fucking mistake.
What do you... You were right, Dana. That made him pissed. But at least now he knows it's a joke. He doesn't feel like he needs to go talk to the karate guy. Oh my gosh. Okay, so thanks, Dana. That was fun. You better watch your back, Dana, because Lord Val, he's gonna come after you for this. There's just this big row of businesses on that street, too. I just want to call every single one of them. Like, on the other side of the electronics store, there's a liquor store. And then there's, like, a bar or restaurant next to that. They're just asking to be pranked. Every single one of them. I need to do that someday. I need to pick a downtown area of a small town somewhere. Oh, look, there's Lee's Appliances. And just prank every single business. turn them all against each other, start a bunch of fights in the street. And I should do that where there's a live webcam pointing at the downtown area so I can watch. I can watch all the huge battle duels that will happen out in the street. Okay, I think I'm okay to call that first place back. Del Prado Apartments.
Thank you for calling the Del Prado. Sorry we missed you.
So clearly what's happened here is they've evacuated the entire building because it's structurally unsound since I moved that retaining wall on the fourth floor. So, entire complex in Chicago has been evacuated thanks to me. So Momo, I hope I didn't get you evacuated too. I think you live just down the hall from this guy.
Thank you for calling the Del.
Well, crap. I will try that one again before the show ends. Hey, I wrote down some failed pranks, and it's probably pointless because I haven't done this for everyone, but I did it for a couple people. But, you know, people send me all these pranks, and they don't always work out. For example, I tried calling Andrea Hatcher. The submitter claimed that Andrea would get mad at anything, but she never answered. I tried for like an entire week. Tried calling Andrea. I tried with multiple caller IDs. I called her over and over and over and had no luck. So that never worked out. And then AJ, I pranked your landlord, and they didn't believe me at all because the address she gave me didn't have anyone living at it. And I told them that I cut down all the trees in the yard. It was like a house that was for rent. And one of the trees had knocked down a power line. The other tree had fallen into the window. I tried saying I was squatting there, but they didn't believe me, of course.
Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Oh, hey, this is Michael Borosh again.
Hi, I've been trying to get in touch with you. We've knocked on your door twice because we needed to get a visual of what's going on.
Oh, I was in the bathroom.
Is it possible I can come up and take a look at it?
I was in the shower. Well, here's the thing. It's caved in even more, and now all these gold coins are falling from the area where we cut out. So, but
can I come up and take a look at it?
They're coming from kind of in the middle. So, like, do you know, do I get ownership of all the gold coins, or is it the apartment's property?
Okay. Is it possible for me to come up and take a look at it?
Well, I want to get all the gold coins out of the wall first and put them in a safe because I don't want you stealing them. But they have like Nazi symbols on them.
Where are the gold coins coming from?
They're from the ceiling because I chopped out the entire wall in between my apartment and the girl's apartment next door. And I guess there was like a bunch of gold coins, doubloons, stashed up there. And they're all kind
of... Okay,
So I've got to get all these...
Somebody from maintenance is coming to take a look at that, okay? I just called emergency maintenance, so somebody is coming to take a look at it, okay?
I'm not letting anyone in to, like, because, I mean, these are a lot of gold coins. This has to be worth millions, I would think. And I don't want maintenance stealing my gold coins.
Are these your coins?
Well, they are now because they're in my apartment.
Okay. Give me a number where I can reach you because the number you gave me is disconnected.
Oh, it was? Okay, well, my home phone is 773-6841.
Okay, I will get back in touch with you, okay?
So officially, though, I mean, the gold coins would be mine, right? Because they're in my apartment?
Let me give you a call right back, okay?
Or, I mean, I could share them with the girl next door because we are seeing each other. We'll probably just split the coins.
Let me give you a call right back, okay,
Mr. Forrest? Don't be a jerk about it. I'm just asking a question.
I understand what you're saying, but I need to speak to somebody to find out the answer to your question, okay?
About the gold coins?
So let me, and in reference to the wall and the ceiling being caved in. So let me call you right back, okay?
There's a water leak, too, by the way. There was a pipe in the wall, and, like, when the ceiling collapsed, it kind of...
All right, I will call you right... Let me call
buckled.
You right back, okay?
Well, can I call you back?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay,
thank you.
5 minutes? 6 minutes? Okay, I gotta make a call. One more call before the show ends. The plot thickens. Gold doubloons, water pipes, buckling. And by the way, there's no reason that I'm not doing the show live today. I'm in the chat room. I'm on the PCN chat room. And, there's just no reason for it. I'm just doing this not live. Sorry. I swear I haven't quit doing live shows. I'm just not doing it today for some reason. It's really no reason at all. Just like when I canceled my Comcast service, and they wanted a reason. There was no reason. It's just the way it is. Stop badgering me, listeners. I'm not going to give you a reason. So here's an apartment building from PyCon. PyCon actually does not say, oh, these guys are a bunch of assholes. PyCon says it's a good apartment company. That's weird. Apartments, he gives me the numbering system of the apartments, which is always nice. If you submit an apartment number, if you submit an apartment complex, give me some sample apartment numbers. Tell me how they're formatted and stuff. So I don't say, like, I'm in apartment 312 when the apartments are, like, 11659. PyCon wants me to complain about too many black people. By the way, PyCon says he's been lurking around the PLA world for many years. He used to read the PLA book at work, and it made his job bearable. And he even took apart his stupid toaster, looking for that radio crystal to turn his handheld CB radio into a drive-through radio. So PyCon's an idiot. He fell for my joke. Sorry, PyCon. I don't mean that. You're not an idiot. Oh, man. That lady at the other apartment building right now, just imagine. She's explaining to the apartment owners, like, yeah, there's gold doubloons, millions of dollars, gold doubloons falling out of his ceiling. He wants to know if they're his. He won't answer his door. I guess I should call in soon before maintenance, you know, breaks the door down and finds out there's no missing walls. Anyway, Brookfield Apartments. Let's give them a call.
Thank you for calling Brookfield. Tanisha speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Tanisha. This is Rob. I'm a tenant here.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was just wondering, like, if you guys might have any extra carpet, like, for all the carpet that you guys use, because mine's got burn marks all
over. What I can do, I can take your number and find out.
Okay. Like, do you know...
What is your telephone number?
It'd be 972-2989. I've actually been Uh-huh. What? I'm
just
sorry?
Just some carpet pieces?
Yeah, I've been barbecuing in the living room, and...
Oh, okay.
And there was just kind of, like, flames falling out of the barbecue grill, and it burned up giant patches of carpet all over the living room.
Okay.
So, like, when it burned up one patch, I moved it over to a different part of the living room.
Okay.
And then it burned up another patch, because some sparks flew out.
Okay, can you hold just one moment?
Okay.
And what unit did you say you were in?
Oh, I didn't. I'm in 1214.
Okay, hold just one moment.
Elegance, sophistication, and convenience.
Yes.
Those are just three words to describe the Brookfield apartment community.
For everyone here at Brookfield, our high-quality apartment community is perfect for singles, couples, and young families. Have a pet? No problem.
This is Hester.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, are you the same person I was talking to before?
No, I think you were talking to Tanisha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Did she tell you why I'm calling?
She just said something about your carpet.
Oh, yeah. Like, a bunch of my carpet got burned up today from the barbecue grill.
Uh-huh.
I was barbecuing inside because it was kind of hot outside today.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, like, do you have any spare carpet, like, so I could just cut out the burn parts and just glue the carpet down?
No, we don't handle carpet. We always contract that out.
Oh, you don't have, like, just any spare carpet, like, just laying around?
Mm-mm. No, if we did it on house, yes, but since we call them, they install it and remove it, so whatever they remove, they take.
Oh, well, can I have the name of the carpet company? I'll just do it through them. I'll just ask them if they have any spare carpet.
Hold on.
Is that a problem, though? Like, if I just, when I move out, there's just a bunch of, that's chopped up and replaced carpet?
You'll probably get charged for it.
Really? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. It's Dixie Carpet.
Okay.
And it's 214.
Okay.
4500.
Okay. And I can just tell them to charge it to the apartment building?
To charge it to what?
I mean, you guys, I guess, have an account there. Can I just have them put it on your account?
No.
Well, I can't pay for it. I don't have the money.
I mean, like, you're basically, you would pretty much get charged for it.
Yeah, but unless I tell them to put it on your account, I'm just going to do that. I'll just see if they'll do it.
You can't do that.
I mean, I probably
You'll
can.
You'll get charged for it.
Yeah, but I'll get new carpet at least until then.
What do you mean? You can't call in and request the order without the manager's approval.
I'll just say I got the approval, though. It'll be our little secret.
No, we can't do that.
Is it okay to barbecue in our living room?
No, it's not.
I think there's a lot of, like, the walls, they all look a lot darker now, I think because of the smoke from the barbecue.
You'll probably get charged for that, too.
There's, like, soot all over the... Because I've been barbecuing in here last...
Didn't you get the letter about barbecuing?
Oh, what did it say?
You're not allowed to barbecue. It has to be 10 feet away from the building.
I know, but it's 10 feet inside the building. Like, my room...
It should be outside. Not inside. Outside.
Oh, well, it didn't say that. Because I'm, like, in the middle of the room. And my room is 12 by 14, so I think that makes it 10 feet away from the walls, right? I'm not very...
It has to be outside the building.
It didn't say that in the letter.
It say no barbecuing at all.
But then you're saying not at all, but then 10 feet away, which is it?
As far as barbecuing, it's not permitted inside... But you can do it outside for 10 feet away from the building.
Okay. Well, it didn't say that we weren't allowed to do it inside. Because I didn't want to go 10 feet away from the building. It's hot outside. So I just did it inside so you guys wouldn't see. But then, like, some flames kind of, you know, kicked up and got on the carpet. And the carpet caught on fire.
Uh-huh. I mean, like, you'll just get charged for it.
Okay. It was pretty much the entire living room. And then I kind of drug it over into the kitchen. So, like, the kitchen tiles have got a lot of fire damage now, too.
All that, she'll walk it and you'll get charged for it.
Yeah, pretty much the entire carpet's burned up. But on the upside, I had this major flea problem. And I think all the fleas are dead now because they burned in the fire.
Oh, you have a pet?
Yeah, I have two cats.
Oh, we don't see no pet deposit on you.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to pay the pet deposit.
Well, now you have a pet rent, too.
Well, no, it's fine. There's no problem with my pets. They're house-trained and everything.
Oh, yeah, but it's a policy. You have to pay a pet rent for
them. Well, no, I don't have pets. Just forget what I said about the fleas, okay?
All right, but as far as the carpet goes and stuff, like I said, she can go Monday and walk it and let you know how much the charges are going to be.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. And also, I was wondering about our fuse box.
What fuse box?
You know, there's a breaker panel in here, like, to turn on the power and all that. The power company said I needed to get the apartment's approval because I need to... have that converted to a 600 volt fuse box and like 3000 amps.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh no, they said it's possible. I just have to get permission.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you'll get the permission for it.
Oh, but I need the extra power.
I don't know about that. You might want to talk to her Monday when she goes walks your apartment.
Who's coming to my apartment?
Alicia, the manager.
Oh, no, she can't come in. Not with this mess here.
I mean, as far as walking to see the carpet and all that, she'll let you know.
Okay.
As far as damages goes and stuff or charges.
Yeah, I need advance notice if she comes by because I have to get a pet sitter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could be Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, well, is there any way I could find out for sure?
She don't work on the weekends.
I don't want to pay extra money for a pet sitter.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm just letting you know what she would do.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Also, I've broken into the, like, you know, I kind of hammered into the wall for next door for where their stove's plugged in the kitchen. Because I needed the extra power, so I tapped into their 240 volt power line.
Can you hold on for 1 second?
Okay.
Wood laminate
floor. Again? Come on.
Apply to balcony or patio. Custom mini blinds.
I need to just let this one go.
Designer accent walls. Linen closet.
Okay, screw it. That's not going to go anywhere else anyway, so I need to call the one place about the gold doubloons. Let's see. They've probably been into the apartment by now.
Thank you for calling the
All right, she's still not picking up. The Del Prado lady. She's had enough of the bullshit over the phones today. She's just not going to answer anymore. All right, let's see. I have one more. Thanks, PyCon, by the way. FICON, whatever your name is. For the other apartment I just called. I have one more! But wait. Let's do something else first. Let's do this. Let's play some voicemails.
Hi, RB. So I heard all these people calling in and saying jokes.
Oh,
I think that's
great.
Pretty gay. So
great.
Instead, I'm going to give you an ancient Greek hypothalora by Socrates, and it goes like this. What do you get when you cross a telephone in a pair of pants? Bell bottoms.
Yay. That was the best.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, great joke. Not a joke, whatever you said it was. Something about Socrates.
What do you get if you cross a phone Olga. With a birthday celebration? A party line.
Wait, I didn't even hear that, sorry.
What do you get if you cross a phone with a birthday celebration? A party line.
I get it.
How does a barber make phone calls? He cuts them short. And finally, what kind of phone does a turtle use?
Oh, I know.
A shell phone.
I knew that one somehow.
Bye,
Olga. Nobody can compare to Olga's jokes. That's all the voicemails, though. If you want to leave a voicemail, the number is 814-422-5309. Let's try the Del Prado one more time, and then I'll call this last apartment building.
Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Oh, hey, it's Michael again.
Hi. Let me put you on hold for one moment, okay?
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Hold on 1 second, okay?
What? All right.
Michael?
Yes?
Hold on one moment. I have maintenance on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Michael. This is Joseph.
It's who?
This is Joseph, the maintenance guy.
Oh, hey.
How you doing? You got some water leaking up there?
Yeah. Well, I've sort of taken care of that. I put duct tape because the pipe was kind of buckling out from the, you know, from the stress of the ceiling crushing down on top of it.
Mm-hmm. You mind if I come take a look at it?
Oh, not today. I've got to sort through all these things. There's like gold doubloons coming from the ceiling, and I've got to get the rest of them out and put them in a safe or something.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. But is the other lady still on? Ma'am, what?
Thank you for calling Del Prado.
I got disconnected from the maintenance guy somehow.
Okay, but, how can I help?
Oh, I was just wondering, because I was looking under the floor from where this water pipe's coming from, and there's like all these old stock certificates from the night.
Okay, you need to let somebody into the unit so they can see what's going on, Mr. Borish.
Well,
somebody needs to get in to take a look at the unit, okay?
It's going to be a while because I've got to hang up these stock certificates. They got wet from the pipe.
Okay, Mr. Boris.
And I think they're worth a lot of money.
They need to get in to take a look, Mr. Boris. They need to get in to take a look at the unit to see what's going on, okay?
Maybe tomorrow because I got the pipe all, it's taken care of. I duct taped it. So there's no more leaking.
Okay, Mr. Boris, hold on one moment, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
All right. There, let's get some water sound effect noises for when she comes back. There's no water problem, I swear. Okay, I give up. I've been on hold for 20 minutes now. I think they forgot about me. I'll call back, I guess, and see if they pick up. But I guess I should just be done with this one.
Thank you for calling Del Prado.
Oh, hey, it's Michael. Oh, I got put on hold and I never heard back.
What can I do for you, Mr. Boris?
Couldn't we just wait till tomorrow for someone to come by?
Somebody will come tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that might be too early because I got to dry out all these stock certificates.
They're coming tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Mr. Boris. That's the time they're scheduled. It's 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I might not answer. I might not be around because I got to go to the safety deposit box and put all these stock certificates. There's over 800.
Okay, Mr. Boris, somebody needs to get in that unit and it's scheduled for 1 o'clock tomorrow.
But there's over 800 gold coins here, so I have to make sure I get those put away.
And how many stock certificates did you find?
I don't know. It's just like a giant stack of them.
Okay, Mr. Boris, I have spoken to the chief of maintenance. He set it up for 1 o'clock tomorrow. That's all I can do, okay?
Okay.
You won't let them in to check today because the maintenance guy is here. Will you let him in to just take a look at the wall and see?
Maybe tomorrow if I've got everything ready.
Okay, well, then it's set up for tomorrow at 1 o'clock, okay? Somebody will be there tomorrow at 1.
I don't want the maintenance guy stealing my gold doubloons.
Somebody will be in your unit tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Mr. Boris.
Is he honest? Do you know if he's like an honest guy?
Mr. Boris.
Yes?
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I forgot to ask her why she just put me on hold forever. Anyway, thanks again for for that apartment submission, Momo. I've got one left to call here. This one is from a guy named Big Pan. He says it would be awesome if I called his apartment building and tell them that someone's making meth in their apartment. There's three buildings, and he tells me how the apartments are set up. He didn't tell me which apartment number he's in, so there's always the chance that I'm going to end up giving Big Pan's apartment number by accident. That happens. Sorry.
You've reached the general mailbox for J.G. McSherry Incorporated. Please leave a message, including your phone number.
It's closed because it's over on the East Coast, so it's too late. So I can't call this last one. So damn it, they're closed. I guess I'll have to call them on the next show if I do a show early enough. Let me dig through the request. I don't think there's any more apartments. Here's a request that I've been putting off forever now. I talked about this on a previous show. I don't think I deleted it. But it's Rent-A-Ho. The name of the company is called Rent-A-Ho, as in, you know, a backhoe. And the person who submitted this found a picture on Imgur of a girl wearing a shirt that says Rent-A-Ho on the back with the phone number. So he gave me the phone number from the shirt. And I'm going to guess that these people are probably used to getting prank calls. So, I don't know how successful this one's going to be.
Hello, Rent-A-Ho.
Hello, I just needed to find out how much it would cost to rent a hoe for a few hours.
What size?
I don't know. I like them kind of fat in the butt, but not too fat. You know, average size breasts.
Oh, you got the wrong company.
Oh, this is not Rent-A-Ho?
Sorry.
Is this Rent-A-Ho or not? What the fuck? What? She said right on the phone, it's Rent-A-Ho. How is this the wrong company? Horrible customer service. Oh, she just hung up that time. All right. I gotta make my call come from a Walmart this time. That'll fool her.
Average Rent-A-Ho, we're not available right now. We'll leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Okay, I'll make my number local to them. That'll get them to pick up, right?
Hello, this is Shelly from Rent-A-Ho. Please leave your name and number.
Goddamn Shelly. I wonder if Shelly is a rented ho or if she's like a full-time employee.
Hello, Rent-A-Ho.
Hi, would the hoe have to come to my house, or would I just need to meet her at a hotel?
Wow, you're calling from a New Jersey number two now. This is very creative of you, very creative. We've never had these phone calls before.
Never?
I'm a little too old to be doing this. You really do.
I'm
go
the
get
first?
A light,
I'm a jerk-off? Holy cow. Oh, she is clearly used to that kind of a phone call. I almost threw this one away because I wasn't going to call this because I knew they would be used to these phone calls. But I tried. I did my best. She owned me in the end, so thanks a lot, person who submitted this, for allowing me to get owned by an old lady who is clearly sick of prank calls. In the show notes, I will put a link to the picture of the shirt that the girl's wearing with Rent-A-Ho written on it, because it's kind of amusing. So, phonelosers.org, go look at the crazy, wacky shirt from the crazy, wacky people who do not like prank calls and call me a jerk-off. And I guess that's it. It's time to quit. Show's over, everyone. Thanks for the submissions, everyone. Big Pan, I will get to yours on the next show. Everyone, add us on Facebook/phonelosers, Twitter.com/phonelosers, and of course, support the show, Patreon.com/phonelosers. I'll do more shows every week, I promise. It'll happen. Eventually.
Bell. Wait a minute, I've got that taco smell, that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I got that pizza gun. I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Nah.
And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell. That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
1, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What? I'm at the Pizza Hut. What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
Really?
I don't see you. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Dog, I'm right here at the Pizza Hut.
Jamaica Avenue.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell on Jamaica Avenue. That's where I'm at. Where you at?
Jamaica.
No, that's where I'm at. Where you at?